Hi, everybody. It's Ron Boone here.
Hey, buddy.
Well, God bless you. I want to thank the Linfields and all you beautiful believers in San Diego for this opportunity. It's always a privilege to hold forth the word, and it's a joy to get together with all the brothers and sisters in Christ and see our triumph over our enemy. You can turn to Colossians 1. That's where we're going to start. And we'll get there here in a minute. I've been thinking about, obviously, the things we deal with now, most recently regarding COVID-19, the email I got when this teleconference fellowship started. Was titled More Fellowship, Less COVID-19. And that more fellowship is something that we've been practicing, all of us. But one of the things about the COVID-19 phenomenon is the issue of social distancing. And so I titled the teaching Social Distancing ? And as I went through and was reading over some of the stuff that you get, I get a ton of emails about from companies talking about how they're going to help their patrons in this time where we have to maintain social distance. I tried to find the definition of social distancing, and basically the fundamental definition for individuals is that we maintain, when we're out in public, we maintain a 6-foot distance, that we're 6 foot apart, etc. But the bigger picture, and the thing that really started to hit me, is that as a concept, as an idea, the social distancing is a much more powerful impact. We're sheltering at home, which means entire groups are separated from one another. Businesses are closed, so that commerce and interaction are shut down. Institutions are closed. The schools are not available to our kids. Libraries and all the things that are part of our social interaction are literally sealed off. And that social distancing has a much bigger impact. And in terms of spiritually, that big picture is where the adversary has his heyday. That's where people begin to panic. That's where our separation really has an effect, because brothers and sisters in Christ who have an opportunity to minister in those situations, that specific opportunity is taken away. It's blocked. It's impeded. Well, I got to thinking about that, and the scripture tells us that we're more than conquerors in every situation. And COVID-19 is not anything other than another situation. So I got to thinking about, so if that's what social distancing does, what is God distancing? What's his definition? So if you go in your Bible to Colossians chapter 1, go down to verse 27.
Amen.
Where God tells us, talking about the mystery. And we'll start in verse 26. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ where?
In you.
Christ in you. Now, I don't know what the opposite of 6 feet apart is, but inside, pretty opposite. You, the hope of glory. And that word in, the strong definition of that word in from the Blue Letter Bible is that it's a primary preposition denoting a fixed, F-I-X-E-D, fixed position in time, place, or state. And when you think about that, that definition, that's a fixed position. It doesn't change. It can't change. God made it permanent. It's a fixed position. Christ in you is in you. And in time, time is eternity. It's from the time you get Christ in you until ... There's no end. In place, it's you. Your being, your person, the same person that you are and will be after the gathering. It's you. That's the place of that fixed position. And the state for where we are right now, we are His kids. That's our state, is children of God. It's fixed. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's mind-boggling. When I saw that, it blew me away. If you jump to the next chapter in Colossians, in chapter 2, verse 8 of Colossians chapter 2 says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him, verse 9, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." And again, here's the kicker. "And ye are complete in Him." We're complete in Christ. It doesn't get better. You can't beat that. No amount of social distancing can change the fact, the truth, that we are complete in Christ. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, please. God's plans are always airtight. He knows what He's doing. He doesn't leave loopholes. And He's just made this such an incredible thing to have us as His kids, to give us an opportunity to be members of a family in a way that cannot be changed. It can't be taken away from us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, excuse me, I gotta get there. In verse 19 of 2 Corinthians 5, it says, "To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us," you and me, those of us with Christ in us, "the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 5 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ." Turn to Philippians chapter 2. The in us and the permanence of it is just such a, it's freeing. It frees us. It makes us, well, it thrills me. It's impossible to me to conceive that, as Philippians 2:13 says, here, bear with me. That God works in me. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you." In you. Remember, that's in. That's fixed. That's now, always, forever. "For it is God who worketh 6 feet away from you." No! He's not working 6 feet away from you. Where is He working? He's working in us. "For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do His good pleasure. That's God. He's working in us. In Ephesians chapter 3, I know we're whipping through a lot of scripture here. Thanks for hanging. In Ephesians chapter 3, there's a tremendous prayer. I was going through a book on the believer's authority, and this prayer was something that Kenneth Hagin, the author, said stopped him in his tracks. And he got to the point where he was praying this prayer several times a day for several months just to get it into his heart, just how big how big it is that God works and lives in us. Ephesians chapter 3 says in verse 14, the prayer begins, "For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit, where? In the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God." And verse 20 is the culmination of that prayer. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh," where? In us. "Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." That God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, but it is according to the power that works in us. In Philippians 2:13, it tells us that God worketh in us to will and to do of his good pleasure in us. So it's not simply limited by what we can imagine, by what we ask, by what we think about, but it is whatever the need is in the body. God is at work and has given us the power and has placed within us. It is literally God working in Christ, in us, to bring to pass those things that are needed in the body. In us. I want to close in Romans. If you go to chapter 8. And that's actually kind of where I got started on this. Is I just got to thinking, if social distancing keeps me 6 feet apart from people, how does God keep me not 6 feet apart from people? How does God keep me closer? Not just me to him, but me to all the believers, me to all my brothers and sisters. And in Romans chapter 8, there's a figure of speech that God repeats a lot throughout this section. It's called eretesis, which is the stating of a rhetorical question. The question is stated, but the answer is implied or known, even when the answer is not given. And that figure of speech, it pops up so many times here at the end of chapter 8. We're going to start in verse 31 of Romans chapter 8. It says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" And we know the answer. Nobody can be against us. No one. "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Well, he shall freely give us all things. We know the answer. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? God justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ who died, yea, rather, that's risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. In verse 35, this is the launch pad. This is the kicker. Who or what shall separate us, social distancing, separate us from Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it's written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. When we realize that it is Christ in us, that the power God gave us is working in us, then, just as Paul says here, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor social distancing, nor COVID-19, nor bird flu, swine flu, any kind of flu, no illness, no plague, no nothing, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, nothing in creation, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We're persuaded, and that Christ is where? In us. So we go forth, brothers and sisters, knowing with the Christ in us and the love of God that's in us, we have, not only do we have the power, we exercise the power to overcome any kind of distance, social, psychological, physical, any kind of distance. We overcome that by God's spiritual distance, which is Christ in us. If you know somebody who's been isolated or just been out of touch or however God works in your heart, reach out to them. Get to them with the word of God. Let them know you're here. God's here. God's in Christ in them. Because there is no limitation with our Father. He is the all, the be all, and the end all. God bless you. I love you.